You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Your daily epidemic response committee update on 95 BFM.
We are indeed back with today's epidemic response committee notes. Thanks to Connor and Isra this morning. We heard that as the country continues to stay in lockdown level three, we are hearing from a range of sporting organisations, including Netball New Zealand, the New Zealand Rugby Players Association, as well as the Exercise Association of New Zealand, which represents gyms. Cameron George, the Chief Executive of the Warriors, will also make an appearance. Jenna Wiley from Netball New Zealand discusses a funding solution to help support the loss of revenue now and years to come. She goes on to discuss how women's sports have always been at a disadvantage from the start, so an immediate support package is needed now more than ever to get them back on their feet. Richard Betty from the Exercise Association of New Zealand joins the committee to discuss the effects of lockdown on gyms nationwide. It has been said that as the country moves into level two lockdown, gyms will reopen. However, precautionary measures will be taken to ensure public safety. He discusses the long-term implications that gyms will experience when they reopen, which will bring down membership levels from 80 to 50% due to financial and social fears. Due to the public's lack of attendance at gyms, this could mean that some facilities may face bankruptcy and the fear of having to close down. Now, the New Zealand Rugby Players Association Chief Executive Rob Nichols says for Olympic athletes, the mental impact on the cancellation has been the largest challenge, and a big obstacle is to get athletes motivated to work towards a new goal after having the Olympics cancelled. He says it's very important that the athletes are given certainty going forward. I'm just going to interject with a silly little thing I saw on Twitter of a swimmer practicing swimming at her in quarantine at home, and she was sort of lying on this bench doing backstroke and freestyle, and she looked very impressive. So anyway, that's most of my input on these epidemic committee notes. Moving on, Nichols says he's hopeful professional sport can come back at level two with contact tracing, temperature monitoring, and heightened medical monitoring for players in terms of community sport. He says it requires planning and preparation so that players can participate in a safe and managed way. Steph Bond of the NZ Rugby Players Association echoed that it's important women's sport is not left behind in this recovery. She says there's been significant growth in participation pre-COVID, and it's important that this continues as part of the recovery rather than men's sports being the sole focus. Totoko, as not a sports player, but someone who's started running a lot in the lockdown, It's been a nice opportunity to sort of get back to the rudiments, and now I just look forward to going for a walk or a run on a sunny day. Anyway.
That was your EDC update on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.